This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If there's one thing the tech sector loves, boy, it's a good get-together. You can call them meetups or hackathons, expos, or geek fests, if you so choose. They are getting to be more popular than ever. In fact, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says events and conventions overall are one of the fastest-growing sectors of the American economy. But as Marketplace's Molly Wood reports, the tech conference industry is a little bit like the tech industry itself. A little bubbly, perhaps.
Hello, and welcome to Open Air 2015.
These days, it seems like everybody is throwing themselves a conference.
Please join me in welcoming to the stage Airbnb co-founder and CEO, Brian Chesky.
That's the sound of 800 people who paid $50 each to hear Airbnb's CEO, Brian Chesky, and other tech heavyweights talk about search and data technology. Alex Maurice, a data scientist at a big consulting firm, was part of the crowd in San Francisco.
For me, it's just to hear about who's doing what type of methods they're using, and just to keep current with colleagues and friends.
Maurice said he's expected to go to 3 to 5 conferences a year for work. His big challenge is narrowing down the options. TechMeme, a tech news website, lists 97 tech conferences between now and December. Things like Coin Summit, Reboot SF, and Growth Beat.
Oh, they're missing a bunch if they only have 97, because I'm sure there's at least 5 or 6 a day.
Tonya Reese is a PR executive who ran a marketing and events firm for 13 years. She's put on a lot of conferences.
Face-to-face continues to be the most powerful and high-impact way for people to connect with each other, to build new relationships, and to deepen existing relationships.
Most of the new tech conferences are small, maybe a day or two, and they're focused on specific topics like virtual reality or entrepreneurship. A small event can give young companies a chance to market themselves and show off their tech, and they don't require a lot of money up front.
The new conference types that I really enjoy, though, are mini conferences like this, where they're just a day.
That's Lauren Mosenthal, the founder of a women's mentorship community called Glassbreakers. She was at the Airbnb conference in San Francisco. But while small conferences might be the trend, bigger players like TechCrunch or VentureBeat have the clout to pull in well-known panelists, A-list media, and higher octane audiences. And that gives them a chance at a bigger payoff, said Tonya Reese.
Not only in terms of the attendee fees and the marketing dollars that they can capture from sponsorships and exhibits, but also ultimately in terms of the impact to themselves as a media brand.
For everybody in the conference game, the competition is getting tougher. There are only so many panelists, so many topics, and for the people expected to fill all those conference seats, so many days in a week. Again, Lauren Mosenthal.
It could be easy for entrepreneurs to get lost into going to conferences and networking instead of focusing on their product and how to make that better.
Just so happens, there's a time management conference for that. In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood for Marketplace.